Check.
Can you hear the birds chirping?
Or, yeah.
Isn't that
it's
nice?
Like, it's like we're down at Augusta.
It is? Yeah. Well, we got cold beer.
Cold
Probably
beer.
Colder than theirs.
Yeah, happy Friday.
It's nice having the window open.
It's great, isn't it?
Happy Friday
and,
to you.
I think it's a little drying out a little bit.
Well, not this afternoon, finally
yesterday
after today.
Yesterday was. Yep. Yeah. We were down in Iowa for a food show conference.
Oh, that was this time of the year already.
Monday and Tuesday. Cheers. I got the classic lager
all
here.
All right, here we go.
But
much needed this week, as always.
I got back and we had a little mudslide down the hill onto the beer garden and the putting green. So we've got a sand trap on there right now.
Oh, jeez. How bad is it, do you think?
It's not terrible, but it's so wet, so I can't really get it cleaned up good until it dries out.
I see, driving to the station from south of Oshkosh, I go by a lot of countryside and stuff, and there's some new home builds along the way. And one of them, I kind of feel bad because landscaping's not cheap, right?
Right.
And they had the dirt beautifully,
just
done. And the skid steer, luckily, is still sitting there.
Because they're going to need it.
Oh, it looks like when you look into an ant thing, you see all of little tunnels. Yeah. That's what it looks like on top. Like, sadly, the seed didn't take in time.
Didn't take.
No.
No. And that's going to dry hard.
Oh, it's going to be terrible. They'll have to like recultivate it and, it's a pain. But
What do you do? We needed some rain to green up the grass.
Not like they got up by Shiocton Waupaca area. The Wolf River is just a howling.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
And did you see some of that on the news with... So years ago, but just to back up, we had the flooding, and I had to have been about 16 or 17 because I had my license. So 2006 or 7, we had some pretty good flooding. And in Winnebago, from like Wentz all the way up Lone Elm towards County R, which is the old 175, that's a good mile and a half to 2 miles. The carp were actually coming up under the culverts, and they were spawning. The guy's apple orchard up the road. So there's actually areas where the sturgeon have gone over the roadway into these yards that were flooded. Now some of the water that had receded.
Yeah.
This was, I don't know, 2 days, 3 days ago I saw it. It's probably all changed
now. So they're
stuck. They're stuck. People are taking nets and moving them back into the current at that time. I don't know exactly how it is right now.
Nets, there, nets and not spears?
Yes, nets. We'd have a different
conversation.
So how was the food show?
It was great.
They have it like at a big conference center?
It's a big conference center down there. So I like going down every year. We get some new ideas. There were some breweries down there that I got to know the people a little bit, and they gave us some nice behind the scene tours, so you're always picking things up.
I think I remember last year saying there were some places you wanted to take some more time and visit.
Yeah, we had a great time. It was beautiful down there. I mean, it was 84 and sunny. I even got a little round of golf in.
You go.
Yeah,
you weren't that far south.
No, probably 4 hours.
Yeah.
But and it was even more greener down there. I mean, now it's green up here, but when we left, it's amazing what a couple of days does.
Sure. So do you do everything from like ingredients to sides to
everything?
Everything.
Like ingredients, technology, like different, order taking systems,
everything from
boxes,
Alto Shams to
equipment, everything. So
you skipped the continental breakfast at the hotel, is what you're saying?
There was no breakfast at the hotel that day because you get done and I mean you're so full. The worst part though was we got in the car and I looked at my wife and I was like, man, we stink. They got all these fryers going, And I mean, we just smelled like fried food. It was wild, but it was always a good time. Always good to be home. I gotta give a shout out to Adam from Lasonia, is the 2026 Brewmasters Putting Champion. We had another great turnout on Saturday.
Of course, from La Sonia.
The Brewmasters. we went into a playoff again.
It did?
Yeah, and we got a little rain on Saturday, so we had to wait out the rain. And
yeah, it kind of started as a rotten day, didn't it?
Yeah, we had a playoff. There was fun had by all. We had a bunch of homebrewers come in from the SOBs, so shout out to those guys. They had a bus tour. We were not the last stop, but I pity the
people that had to handle it. It's like being the last house in a round robin.
Yeah, they were a great group. I mean, hilarious, but they were having fun.
Very good. Now, did you have your old-fashioned fish fry, or is that tonight?
That's tonight. That's tonight. Okay. Yeah, so lots of stuff going on. Doors will probably open, you know, the band starts at 5. We'll probably get the bar going around 4.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M., well, yeah. Obviously, this afternoon, Yeah, so we got Moose in. They'll be setting up outside. I'm hoping that the rain kind of holds off. We'll see. They usually bring a tent.
Yeah.
Come on down. Doors will open at 4. Band starts at 5. We got 2/5 party band, polkas all night, and the fish is delicious. Moosin is delicious. So
I saw they got some new logoed vans or something.
Right? Yeah. And cold beers, of course, and old fashioned cocktails.
There you go.
Yep.
Are there any of the winter brews that are still having to be drained at the?
We got one barrel of Scotch ale left.
Okay.
We're on the last one for that. Sophia is just about gone.
So if people like those, they got to get down there quick.
No, we have brown and coffee style. We try to keep those going a little longer. So that'll stick around. But we did our homebrew hazy pale ale is coming back. We have, of course, Hefeweizen back now. And then we'll have our classic lager on tap coming out here very soon, too. So
very cool.
Yeah, lots of good beers for the folks out there.
All right. Well, all of the events and fun stuff can be found on your Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook website. We got a calendar of events there.
Sure.
Live music coming up. Yep.
Contact info.
748-5188.
Cheers.
Cheers.